My name is Jill Meredith Wolf. I'm 37 years old. Today is January 4th, 2017. I'm at the Chicago Cultural Center with my friend and fellow advocate, Amanda.
My name's Amanda Holt-Marsh. I'm 46. And today is January 4th, 2017. I am at the Chicago Cultural Center. And my relationship to Jill is we are fast friends and fellow advocates.
Yeah. I'd love to hear anything that you have to say or your thoughts about the hepatitis C virus.
Very open-ended question. My thoughts about hepatitis C is it's been a whirlwind. I got a letter in 97, I believe, the end of 97, because I had donated blood. And so I got a letter from the Indianapolis Board of Health that I needed to come down. And I got the letter and just knew I had AIDS for sure because I was a junkie. Of course I had AIDS. So I called my best friend. I was like, I'm going to need you to drive me. I'm going to be a wreck because I'm getting ready to go have somebody tell me I have AIDS and yada, yada. And went down there and they said I had hepatitis C, which I knew nothing about. I went in and the nurse, she told me I had hepatitis C and she was correct, but she described hepatitis B. And so I went home and was told I had to call. I'm a stagehand / audio engineer, and I had just been done what was called the Uncle Sam Jam at our veterans memorial and had 2 gallons of water that me and my 5 other crew members shared the entire day. So they said I needed to go call those people and tell them that they were at risk for having hepatitis. And somewhere in the process, I got somebody that knew something who was like, do you have B or C? Which is it? Because you're talking about B, but you're saying you have C. So turned out I had C, and I didn't have to call everybody I ever knew. Mm. And not getting treatment for hepatitis C. When I got on interferon and pegintron, so I've done a run of that.
So we're talking years ago.
So this was in 02.
Okay.
That kicked in a weird thing. First of all, it stimulated my frontal lobe, so it made me violent. But it also kicked in. It was a really beautiful thing in certain ways because I was like, this shit sucks. This is horrible. There are days I can't get up off the floor. I have this brand new daughter. Her father was using it against me and really cruel about it. And so should I do this? So I kind of had to make a choice right then. Am I going to live or am I going to die? Because if I'm going to choose to live, I need to inject this crap once a week and take these pills every day and, you know, make real sure it's worth it. And so I kind of like took an inventory and decided, you know, life is short enough. I'm going to go ahead and try to live. Since she was born, because I had coverage from getting pregnant.
Yes.
And because I couldn't, through my company, through Proton Productions where I work, couldn't get insurance because I had pre-existing conditions. So as soon as my daughter was born, he's like, we got to get you on this stuff because they're never going to give you coverage otherwise. So, and once you're on it, if they pull your coverage, then I've got people you can talk to and they'll finish it, you know, they'll let you finish. And so we did that. And I did get pulled off of it after 3 months. I didn't have enough of a support network and too young of a child. And but yeah, that's how I decided to actually do something about treatment. It was Dr. Louis, after I had my daughter, really pushed me. And then I did a biopsy and he said I had a bunch of scar tissue and that we didn't have any time. And I needed to get on it right away. Mm-hmm. And when I went to get the Harvoni a year ago, on January 11th, 2016, I got HIP2, a Healthy Indiana plan. So now that we have Obamacare, right? I got in to do that blood work, and they said they didn't need to do biopsies anymore. They could tell how scarred my liver was by just by blood. And they said I didn't have any scar tissue. So how do you go, because your liver regenerates, but scar tissue does not. So how do you go from over 60% scar tissue as an estimation, it was around 65%, to having none? You know, maybe because they don't want to pay for Harvoni.
There's a number of reasons. When this isn't recording, we'll talk about that because we don't want to. But ultimately, it could have been sampling error. It could have been a number of things. So in terms of where we are now with this, last year you applied for the medication that you got denied for.
Right. Two years ago, I applied for coverage. A year ago, I went in and actually got into a gastroenterologist and went through all that. And he actually did say they would cover me under certain conditions, which even before he got in there, he's like, well, they pretty much deny everybody. And then I have, he had somebody that worked in his office whose job was basically to go to bat. Mm-hmm. But he came back with, you can do it, but you have to come in. You have to come in today and be tested for drugs, which I was totally clean and didn't have a problem with, although I have a problem with that. You know what I mean? So I kind of didn't want to deal with him, and I was going to try to get back on Healthy Indiana Plan and go through Dr. Otolowo, who said he wouldn't make me have vaccinations, but they keep not giving me an appointment and then sending me a letter saying that I missed the appointment that they scheduled. So I've spent 4 months just trying to get back on Healthy Indiana Plan. So.
And you're sitting here in front of me, seemingly thriving. Mm-hmm. And we can certainly get you to a place where your liver is smiling and cool. Fully thriving, right? But I want to know, what do you want to do? What can we do to create together? I mean, obviously, God, whoever she is or isn't, right?
Right.
Isn't ready for you to join some other place that isn't here on Earth yet.
Clearly.
Which I'm happy about, personally. I'm very happy about it.
Okay? I'm happy today, too.
So what are we going to do together? And we got, like you said, like, it'd be okay if you went in and did a urinalysis and it would all come up negative, and you'd be okay with that. And
right.
You're totally not okay with that.
No.
And me neither. And yeah. We got a world to save. So what do you want to do?
Well, I mean, for me, knowing where I should go or how to focus down to one thing is very, very difficult. I seem to be politically obsessed and can't seem to go very long without going back to that. I would love to affect change in any way through just a very, very messed up system we have here. Beautiful idea that's gotten very convoluted. So I would love for there just to be more compassion, more empathy within the medical community, more nurse practitioners and less doctors. I don't understand why more nurse practitioners, why there isn't more dedication specifically to specific diseases instead of treating it like it's all just gastroenterological,
right.
You know? So I would do anything that I thought that I could actually make an impact. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I don't know. I'm a better follower. You seem like a really good leader.
Well, I'm a good follower too, and I'm a good collaborator. Okay. And so I need you. And I'm really humbled by the opportunity to sit in front of you. And
oh, let's just start treating people. We can cure it now.